Infidelity is one of the primary themes of country music, and a new CD collects some classics of this subgenre. A loose coalition of young country performers, including Dale Watson, Kelly Willis, and Rosie Flores, calling themselves the Wandering Eyes, have gathered together to perform some well-known and obscure examples of cheatin' songs on an album called The Wandering Eyes Sing Songs of Forbidden Love. Ken Tucker has this review.
It's a cheating situation, a stealing invitation to take what's not really ours, to make it through the midnight hours. It's a cheating situation.
It remains a truism that country music is far more interested in the subject of adultery than rock and roll is. In the 50s and 60s, this was somewhat understandable. In those years, rock and roll was still essentially a music of youth, aimed at a teenage audience far more concerned with dating and making out than in marriage and the sanctity of wedding vows. But these days, many rock and roll stars and their audience are well into marrying age, and I'm surprised that it hasn't yielded more songs on this subject. The only great rock album I can think of that's based on marital betrayal is Bob Dylan's brutal Blood on the Tracks, and that one carries rather little of the guilt that makes country songs about broken unions such, well, guilty pleasures. But even at its most callous, rock and roll has never come up with a song as predatory as Cheatin' Traces, sung here by Ted Roddy.
I'm a sweep the car, make sure no hairpins left behind. Check the ashtray, so no lipstick, cigarettes you'll find. Roll the windows down so that the perfume smell erases. Before I get home, I must lose all those cheating traces. All the signs are slipping round.
Whoa, sweeping the car to make sure that no hairpins are left behind. That is one cold dude. Country music at its best is always realistic grown-up stuff, with its working-class roots steering it toward matters of making a living and making a marriage work. The paradigm of the latter may be Tammy Wynette's hit Stand By Your Man, but for every song about the bonds of fidelity, there are five more about catting around. Vladimir Nabokov, or at least Adrian Lyne, director of the recent movie Lolita, has nothing on the 70s songwriter Mel Street, co-author of Forbidden Angel, as you'll hear on this version sung by Jason Roberts.
Girl, you kiss me like a woman, though you're barely 17. There's no doubt you're old enough to satisfy. But I know they'd call if I loved you all the way. Why does heaven let forbidden angels out to play? Forbidden angels.
Elsewhere on this collection, Rosie Flores takes what might be called the Monica Lewinsky position in her cover of Even If I Have to Steal, positing the argument that when the mistress's love exceeds that of the wife's, luring the man is somehow justified, but with the crucial caveat that, as she puts it in singing to her lover, my heart is in your hands, which is to say, it takes two to tango, pal.
Even if I have to steal your love, I want you. Heaven help me, my heart is in your hands. Your eyes so inviting, tempting me to cross over the line. That's when I lose control of my conscience. I'd do anything to make you mine, even if I have to steal.
The tunes on Songs of Forbidden Love are so hardcore country they'd never get played on today's country radio stations, and few new songs on this subject are being written in today's tidally moralistic country world. More power to Dale Watson, therefore, who wrote and sings this new contribution to the genre, one about unrequited but no less passionate illicit love.
I feel the need to hold you, burning deep inside. But my feelings for you, I've tried to hide. 'Cause the ring that's on your finger and the one on mine belong to your husband and my wife. Unaware I even care to tell you isn't right. So my love for you is the unspoken.
Every country fan will know a few songs from this area of honky-tonk pathos that are missing on Songs of Forbidden Love. I, for example, regret the omission of Loretta Lynn's typically feminist song of emotional vengeance, Cheatin' on a Cheater. But that's a minor quibble. While I'm bound to commend you all to remain on the straight and narrow, I also encourage you to take a vicarious walk on the wild side with this admirably immoral CD.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.